I appreciate this, the Mama Juana's and the elevation.
Yeah.
But I'm a little concerned that we're doing fundraisers for the benefit, honestly. Well, the billing that I saw for that event said it was raising money for the Hero Award. So I think that's just a little problematic. I mean, and then as far as the meeting tomorrow, also my understanding from the first meeting is that we're going to focus in on things we can do about the next fund drive at this meeting prior to the next fund drive.
Yes, we'll put that in.
Yeah, so that we didn't have that much processing of what came in. Continuing around. I'm sorry, if you already asked one, people haven't asked yet, would have priority. I think it's Lydia and Kim.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the recommendation for those events where they initiate, where they're initiated by the station. Since the LSB has it scheduled for the year, perhaps they can avoid those days when we meet. Not, I don't mean, you know, co-sponsorships or anything like that, but whenever possible, because then we can volunteer and be there and support.
Kim.
Well, just in response to that, I've never seen the LSB volunteer at any of them, so I hope the station will not slow down their schedule of events based on our meeting. Number one. Number two, yeah, I'm just, I don't know if it needs a motion or what, but I'm just uncomfortable about these sort of ad hoc premiums, like, oh, we're going to give money to Occupy, and then it kind of gets kind of weird. And we don't really have an exact number, and Michael has one idea, and Pamela has another idea, nobody, it's a little too loosey-goosey, I think, doing these kinds of things in fund drive. I understand the enthusiasm, but I don't know, I'd like to see it a little more organized before we raise money for another thing that we don't know where the money's going to go and who's going to get it. I don't know who was thinking what about the bus sign, and I actually forgot to forward it, but I know somebody who is books like major billboards and bus things, and he wrote me out a proposal, and he basically is like, if you're not going to spend $50,000, it's just money in the toilet. So I will send along the proposal of what he said, but this
we're,
is not
we're
really...
Coming for the
excuse me, Michael. You know, everybody else spoke as long as they want, and I'm almost done. It's, you know, I'll send it, but it's not something we can really move forward with at this time.
So we did have one round that people did ask.
And I did not speak.
Okay, so... If you didn't speak, we'll give one last comment, and we're going to move on to the listener comment.
I can shed some light on this thing about Occupy. A while back, I was at a GA, and I spoke with, what's his name, who's head of the financing, the resources committee, and then I went and talked to Jennifer to see about getting them some money, and she explained what the status was. We have this fellow, you remember his name, we have the FCC attorney, you know his name?
Kriegler,
yeah. Jennifer said she spoke with Kriegler, and there were certain conditions that Kriegler said, rules we had to follow for the raising of the money for Occupy, and I don't remember the exact details, but Jennifer has that, the can recount that conversation with Kriegler, and Kriegler can give you, you know, his end of that conversation. It was about $3,000 at that time. There were, the requirement seemed to have been that we can't just hand cash. But if you need $10 worth of paper, you just tell us what you need and we can buy it for you. That's the way the rules work, according to Kriegler. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to research and get to the bottom of it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the same. Yeah. You know, that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving to, I'm sorry, Desh, but we are, you had one question, we're out of time. We have the listener questions to the general manager. So I think I'll probably pass the mic over that way. Seven
admins
of
listeners. Don't pass your mic.
I will be speaking about the calf, please. And I urge this this body to indulge me with 3 minutes, since I have never been invited to do so before, even being interim chair of the calf. But I recall that Quasi was very chummy with the body, that he would always be invited to the chair. To the table.
Please make your comments. We're supposed to talk about your comments.
Thank you. I'm handing the PNB chair a packet that was sent to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. One is being given to management, and one is being given to management. 6 months of operation, and the chair gets one for distribution. The whole thing costs $100.55 plus $25. I am owed $241.49, all receipts attached. The reason why I have taken this route, violating some, you know, seemingly law, is because I have suffered too much abuse. Selected on September 30th, 2011, no one here heard me. Management has ignored interim cab body. We were elected at KBFK on 9/30/11 by a group of about 16 people, listeners, supporters, and they were concerned that the former chair, interim chair, who held the post by himself for 3 years, was never given a term to fulfill his job from the CPB mandate, but yet we are being told that we have apparently 6 months, and that as of now we are supposedly being defunct. We have been interrupted at every meeting. We were not able to operate as a separate independent body from the station management till February. A secretary was transplanted on us, so we were not able to do our agenda. We're not able to do our minutes. We did not take over till about, I would say, at the end of January. So February 19th was our first meeting at Mercado La Paloma. The station did pay for it. The second one refused to do anything about it. Anyway, so if you read the documentation that has been given to you, we documented 6 months so that the executive director of Pacifica also knows what's been going on, whether she agrees or not, and the reports were not submitted properly and timely to the CPB. And I can go into more detail, but we don't have the time. And I refuse to allow this channel manager to consider us defunct when we are just getting to the position where our review, our survey of our community is in motion. And I have given all of you a supposed event in Maywood, and this is a very progressive, moving in the right direction community, and they're looking forward to having this event on the
28th. Is that it?
May I answer some questions to the LSC members?
Yes, it says CC to the ED. Did you send this along to the executive director?
Absolutely. You will see receipts right there.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure
Point of order. What's our time for listener comments?
Since Bill has said 3 minutes, there's 4.5 minutes remaining.
Is there a limit?
I'd like to add 3 minutes of public comment.
Second. Great.
Okay. So 90 seconds normally for each person. We still have 7.5 minutes then.
Well, you know, I've served on the working group of the CAB since September the 30th. We did a meeting with people in Maywood in December, and we have another one planned. We've had outreach to the Chicano Roundtable, to other groups in our community, and the people who came to disrupt our meeting, right? And I think it's a racial thing where they do not like Hispanics running anything. And it's a really blatant thing. And I'm tired of the okey-doke. I don't know if you people know what the okey-doke is. Mm-hmm. You know? The okey-doke by Bernard Duncan. I have done several items to try about dealing with La Causa coming back on the air. And he always says, I'm going to have a meeting with Alan Minsky, and he says it again, Alan Minsky, he just promised Rodrigo Argueta that things are working out and it'll be okay eventually. That's the okey-doke. It's drag you out, And, you know, the last meeting he said there was people who, there was, this cab wasn't working. He didn't mention who said it. He didn't say what we had done or anything. All one-sided, you know, straight-out racism. One of the things that we worked on was the question of violation of civil rights, and the Corporation Public Broadcasting requires non-interference by management in the activities of the cab, and all it has been is that, and its agents have been there.
Thank you,
Mr. Israel, and sometimes what the name Clark and stuff like that.
We need to deal with that. Is that Terry or go ahead.
Yes, board members and friends, good evening. As you know, both the Civic Commission statement and CPB guidelines mandate a CPBK cab is relevant and responsive to community needs and input. Yet the station has been seriously negligent in this regard. In theory, the cab was formed in 2008 with Mr. Kwasi Nkrumah as chairman, but it actually was a bogus operation, as the criminal was selected by the PNB, not by the listener's stakeholders, and has no independent status. In the meantime, we've had LSP-sponsored committees, like the PROC and Community Outreach Committee, whose work seems to have gone nowhere, and then the DAM, if I may say so, LSPAC, hand-picked by the interim director, and mentioned preempt the work of the PROC. So, more nonsense. As of September of 1911, we finally assembled a genuine cab, or interim cab, with the election of the interim board and since an attempt to conduct our legitimate business with some acknowledgement by management and the LSP, but also with a lot of obstacles. During the last LSP, since that time, we're finding that things are going from bad to worse. And today now we see officials that were defunct. This is outrageous, absolutely outrageous, and we're disgusted with it.
Thank you.
On the way of recent news, LSP might be interested to know that Somali Kahat here just had a successful small event at KPFT, and their friends are with them. Probably no connection.
He said their friends are with them.
It went down for 3 days. At KPFT,
yeah. Bob, Texas in Texas?
And hello. 7 minutes. April 22nd is the anniversary of the signing of the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth in Bolivia, Cochabamba, Bolivia. I think it's important that we have some shows on that that's coming up on Earth Day
programs,
or whatever, or something in the news. Also, on the same day, probably like the Peace and Freedom Party, we are having an event. We're going to have alternative candidates. We should have programs about that. What Stuart Alexander, he's a socialist. Stefan Durhan, Petra Lindsay, these are all socialists. Not just Ross Rocky Anderson, who really isn't a socialist, shouldn't be running in our party anyhow. So, anyhow, we need to have hear third party voices.
Okay. Warriors Guild show next week.
That's right, at 7
o'clock.
Thank you. And you're aware of it.
I was part of the group inside on the 30th of September last year, the initial motion for the creation of the committee advisory board was moved by me. And it was clear when that motion was moved that it was an interim cab that was supposed to serve for a specific period of time. The report that some members of the LSB, or maybe all of you have on the table that is being called CAB report, is not the work of the CAB. I want to make it clear that anybody who assumes that the document before you submitted by our sister who says she's the chair of the committee advisory board is a documentation just by herself, and maybe no. I was a member of that CAB, which is now defunct, and I was not a party to these reports that have been put together. I think we have reached a stage where some of us should gain some maturity. That we tested power a little does not mean we should stay there in perpetuity. The process for the constituting the CAB has begun, and I think everyone can participate in that process. I was not a party to that report, and I shall be submitting a minority report to the LSP.
That's the time to describe this period of public time. There will be three more periods later.
Just in brief, I'll respond to some of the comments. Thank you very much for making them. The executive director is well aware of what has been coming out of the interim group. I'm sure she will appreciate being sent the documents. Thank you. I was not prepared to go for another 3-year term of inactivity, so 6 months I think was an optimum time to give it a chance to try and do something. In the last week, all it was an exchange of acrimonious name-calling, swearing, cursing emails between certain members of the group. Not constructive.
One person.
It is now.
One person.
It is now. It is now.
That is.
And before I go specifically to some of Augustine's comments, I want to just make it clear that now we are taking input on what is next in terms of putting together a community advisory board. And a plan moving forward will be here at the LSB at the May meeting. Working camp is obviously a significant asset. That's why we want one and that's why we need one. But unfortunately, it has been neglected and that is over now.
It has been neglected, you said?
You are invited, or anyone in the room or anyone that you deal with is invited to submit ideas to me. gm@kbfk.org. gm@kbfk.org. The goal is to build a camp that's a real asset and is meaningful to our station. All good ideas are welcome for that, and the action has been taken and is being taken in full consultation with the corporation, Public Broadcasting. I organized studio time for you. I assume you used it. Are we going to come back? Two days.
You're addressing me directly. I will tell you. We have gone before you and had meetings with you and everything. Eventually, I'm going to have a meeting with Alan Minsky about this. That has been going on for the last three months now. It's like, that's the okie doke.
You asked me for time to record your labor programs. I organized time for you. I assume you use it.
Where are they going? They're not on the air.
I don't even know where they are. I've heard nothing from you.
You know, hey.
You were giving
me a book. Every time I go with you, you say, oh, I'm
ladies
and
gentlemen, please. Bang the gavel here, we'll stop that. So, the policy that we have is that the board member would speak to people privately. That's happening. But if it persists, we'll have to ask people to leave.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Isn't the power of GM to decide or put in place a charge? It's in the power of the GM.
It was at the discretion of the station.
Sorry, at your discretion.
The CPB
mandates that station management form a cab, and then the cab, once it's finally formed, it operates independently. The governance body, which, as I read the rules, is referring to the PND, not the LSB, also has a role to play. So, moving on the agenda, we have the PND Director Report. Any of the PND Director can report this, please?
Sure.
We have 20 minutes for this.
Just a point of order, Chair.
Yeah.
You passed a motion back at Santa Monica that our own committees are being required now to submit their reports. There was a motion passed that the PND Directors also submit as an answers or a summary of their reports. The only one that has done that, so I remember, can I?
Yeah. You're correct.
Thank you, Mark. You're correct. I didn't remember if it was a motion or simply a desire, but yes, that sounds right. Okay, so for this last month, some of the major issues going on in the TV, obviously the Jackson Lewis situation is a hot topic, which I imagine we'll be discussing shortly. Since we put the TMB director's reports, I'm not sure if we're taking it up at the end of the report, I was charged with hiring an election supervisor to conduct the recall election at KPFA, which I've done. That person is up there today opening a PO box for them. And all that's moving forward fairly expeditiously, I hope. And much of last week was spent putting out fires at WPFW, which had a flawed appointment election situation with vacancies on their LSB because they had no alternates from their last election to fill vacancies. And I had to give them some guidance
at the request of the local chair there and the PNB on rectifying that matter so that it would be done properly in accordance with bylaws so that they can fill those vacancies at their next LSB meeting, which is also being done. So several of these things are at least going somewhat smoothly for a difficult situation. The other matters, I'm sure other PNB directors will report on, and I'm happy to, when we get to Jack, I guess I'll go ahead and say what I said last month, which, and what I said earlier this evening, which is the Jackson Lewis, discussion of the Jackson Lewis retainer contract is on the PNB agenda on closed session as it relates to legal and contractual matters. As a point of reality, Jackson Lewis has been engaged in litigation matters for the Pacifica Foundation for 3 years. And this is not something new, even though it's blown up into a big issue right in recent history. What was passed at the in-person meeting was whether or not to allow the executive director to sign a retention agreement regarding reduced rate on 4 hours of consultation time per month. And that is what has resulted in this big controversy regarding Jackson Lewis. To my knowledge, and as it's been represented by the ED, Jackson Lewis has not engaged in any union negotiations whatsoever with anyone in California. In fact, they are the insurance carrier's choice of law firm, and they're engaged in some of our litigation. I've spoken with general counsel about this. Any law firm that we find that is probably approved by our insurance carrier to handle employment litigation will probably be perceived as being a law firm that works for employers, because that's what we are in this situation. So everyone's very aware of people's concerns regarding this particular law firm, but the fact that we are engaged in multiple litigations throughout the network and that this law firm is in the middle of this litigation is something which has to be considered by the board from a financial perspective. And they also have offices where all of our radio stations are, which is another factor in why they were used, and litigation which has been damaged by having attorneys represent us for partisan litigation until we have reached our deductible, at which point the insurance company insists that their lawyer of choice take over the case, because that's how it works with the deductible. And we have had adverse outcomes by having lawyers who may or may not have handled cases properly early on, handling it for a certain portion of the case and then handling it off to the insurance company's law firm, in this case Jackson Lewis, at the point you reach the deductible, and that has resulted in negative outcomes for the foundation. So all of those have been factors in that. So I'm just, before we get to the discussion on that, that is part of everything that PNB will be considering and dealing with. Thank you.
Other directors?
A different take on it, but then we'll have our executive session meetings, and there isn't too much that we can discuss here, so I won't contradict the chair at this point. But I did send out to the board the new process, the newly approved process by the PNB for the program director search. There are interim program directors at several of our stations, and so there are searches going on. Now that we have an HR firm, the executive director in particular was very excited about moving forward with a more uniform process that would not be inviting litigation. So it may seem overly cautious in terms, you know, when you read it, but at least it's a process we can go by. Not that there aren't going to be exceptions to every rule. Every station that is in the middle of the process is at different stages of that search process, so you know, all of it is not applicable. Obviously, committees have already been formed. You're not going to be reconstituting those midway or anything like that. So, but nevertheless, it should prove to be helpful. And the personnel, the PNB personnel committee, and Ali and I are both on this committee, are also moving forward with asking other questions of HR, which we'll be doing in the near future, so that we can resolve some of the other issues that have arisen vis-a-vis interim positions and surveys and evaluations and so forth. So in response to your question about reports, I think reports are in the eye of the beholder, and I don't think that it necessarily has to be a wonderful cohesive report like Bernard has provided for us each month. But as long as like each director can inform the PNB, and
sometimes it is because we serve on those committees, so we're more familiar with that particular subject matter or that particular motion. So my report for this month was forwarding that motion to which I am speaking now.
Can I talk about the WCAI lawsuit that was settled? The personal injury one? Is that anything? We can't report that out. I don't have anything to report.
It's all over the place.
I apologize for not sending out a written report this year, this meeting.
I'm sorry. Summer?
Yeah.
I think he's just referring to the public station.
Yeah, I made them portion.
Well,
that's different. Go ahead. I mean, okay, what's out there?
Do you want to do my report?
No, what's out there that you can comment on, Ollie?
What's the report out there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ollie.
No, well, you can help.
Go ahead.
There was a personal injury case against WBAI that settled out of court. Unfortunately, the people that settled with the person didn't get a non-disclosure from this individual, and he's decided to do some flaming online and bad-mouthing the station, even though the case is settled.
If you want me to elaborate on that, it was a personal injury suit in which the insurance carrier does not come back to the client and ask if you approve of the settlement. They simply settled it. There was no non-defamation, non-disclosure, confidentiality, or other agreement. So this person has taken this as an opportunity to say, Pacifica admits liability, yada, yada, yada. The board tasked me with making a response to that, too, but I'm afraid I was up till 3 a.m. doing WPFW. And I will gladly send everyone the guidance I sent to WPFW. And that concerns my report, because I can tell you, it took a while to write it.
Just to add that it was considered a frivolous personal injury, like someone slipping in a supermarket or something.
Completely. It had nothing to do with whether Pacifica thought it had merit or not. Essentially, I've been asked to issue a statement along those lines, but we didn't admit liability in this situation. It had nothing to do with the decision to pay this particular claim or not.
It wasn't handled by Jackson Lewis.
Which is why it was messy.
The same rules apply to the board members. Don't talk out of turn. Wait to be called on.
Spending time with?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize for not sending a written report, although the other directors covered most of the activities, I believe. But I would want to point out to everybody and on the public stream when it gets there that we were better served when PNB directors put their attention to successful operation of the station rather than the pedantic analysis of our bylaws and how we do things internally and our procedures and protocols, because I'd have to tell you, this is public knowledge, we are slightly below the basement of ratings on all any kind of reporting on where radio stations are. And I think if wherever we are, our listeners are so marginal that we can't tell in the margin of error if we're on the bottom. But there are internet radio stations that do better than us in some areas. Our best performing station is WPFW in the sense that they have the largest market share in their territory compared to the other Pacifica stations, although that too is minimal. So it's just that the political correctness and posturing and I will not put up and abide by this outrageous this and that. It's all bombastic waste of time and misdirection. The PNB has to govern this foundation, and at this time we don't have excess resources to waste. We're upside down. We have to get out of the hole. We're not going to get out of the hole by continuing to dig. The first thing is when you're in the hole, stop digging. So in that regard, this is really not a report, it's my personal statement. We have to stop this internal political correctness and trying to caveat every procedure and protocol and add buttons and this and that and the other thing. We have to survive. We have to get more listeners in a broader audience. Other people that are not listening now, we have to communicate to the world, not to a small niche of of a subset that we're listening, that's listening to us now. We've isolated the audience that's disappearing. We have to get new audience.
Point of information?
Yes.
I have forwarded to WPFW, like you guys, to the board. Thank you.
Delicious.
Yes, we have about 9 minutes for response and discussion, and there is a motion that Mr. Lafferty made that we said we would take up next. So I'm going to recognize him first.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. What, sir?
I'm saying I'm going to recognize you first if you have a motion.
Yes,
to
yes, yes.
Deal with it at this point.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, I've circulated and I've sent a copy of the motion around to everyone. I had some helpful feedback from people like Tim, from people like Margie, from people like John. I think I said I accepted as a friendly amendment. Lydia sent something around about what the KPFA board did with respect to Jackson Lewis. That would be something I'd be happy with. I'm not wedded to particular language. I understand, of course, that it is ultimately a decision for the PMB to make, but I do think it is also the responsibility of KPFK's station board to let the Pacifica National Board know how we feel about the fact that we find ourselves employing not simply a law firm that represents employers. Obviously, we are an employer, and obviously, whatever law firm we hire will represent employers. That's a given. We happen to be in beholden to and paying and are represented by a law firm which is notorious not only the country over but the world over as one of the leading law firms that seeks to break unions, that seeks to tell management and the corporate clients that are its main bread and butter how to break unions, that every year puts on a seminar called Union Free, and there are such seminars scheduled as we speak. The fact that there may be cases pending at the moment, obviously that has to be taken into account. Nobody is trying to tear down the fragile walls of Pacifica in terms of its finances. But as I think I've said in some of my emails, I would hope that when it comes to something as fundamental as this station siding with workers, siding with unions, at a time when 28 million Americans don't have full-time employment, at a time when millions of Americans are being thrown out of their homes, at a time when the Occupy movement has caught the attention of the world, turns the 99% into 1%, that we ought not to be doing business and continuing to enhance the coffers of a law firm which prides itself. It prides itself, as I say in the motion, it's on record as saying, we were founded on the concept of preventive labor relations, and we want to help our clients before this full-blown organizing. We're a full-service law firm. We just don't want to legal stuff. We handle the campaign, yes. And that's why every year they put on these seminars about how to keep your workplace union-free. And that's just not the kind of law firm that Pacifica ought to be associated with. So I'm moving to the motion that's before us. If there are friendly amendments to it, such as have already been suggested, I'm happy to consider them.
We need to read the motion.
Read it, it's here. I'll give you a copy.
But Pacifica is a unionistic radio network that has more than 50 years support of workers' rights, including the right to organize a union, and whereas non-management employees of Pacifica Foundation are unionized, and whereas the National Office of Pacifica Foundation has retained the law firm of Jackson Lewis, and whereas Jackson Lewis is a notorious nationwide anti-union law firm that specializes in preventing employees from unionizing their employer and employing scare tactics for trade unions as an enemy of business. According to John Logan, writing the Business Journal of Industrial Relations, and according to one of Jackson Lewis's own lawyers, quote, Jackson Lewis was founded on the concept of preventive labor relations because we want to help our clients before there's full-blown organizing. We are a full-service law firm. We have systems to legal stuff. We handle a campaign. And Jackson Lewis regularly conducts seminars for corporate America on how to stay union-free, as was stated. Now, this will be resolved at the local station board members of Pacifica radio station KPFK1 opposed to continued employment of Jackson Lewis and demand that a retainer agreement between them and Pacifica Nation be rescinded, and be further resolved that in the hiring of any new law firm to represent Pacifica Nation any matters whatsoever, no law firm known to be a firm representing the advising corporation and other businesses on how to prevent its workers from unionizing shall be employed by the Pacifica Foundation. So, comments.
I also wanted to correct that it's only four out of our five Pacifica stations that are unionized. Texas is not the right to work station. And so that should that's an amendment. The other one is in terms of concerns about any financial jeopardy as a result of modifying this, that we amended to say, as KPFA did, for the same reason, therefore be it resolved that the KPFK local station board calls on the Pacifica National Board and Pacifica Executive Director to wind down all relationships with Jackson Lewis as quickly as possible, subject to prudent attention to the financial penalties of changing attorneys and ongoing litigation.
I would accept that as a first.
Okay, so incorporated in the resolution and discussed. So, just so we know what we're discussing, everybody understands we're discussing that, just amendment. Margie, Lauren?
Well, I have to say that I did consult with an attorney about this question, and this person advised me, said, you know, when we're serious about employees, management, and workers' rights, he said, normally a firm decides to take a stand. We're going to work for management, or we're going to work for labor. So I think that the National Board has a real situation here. They have to come up with some kind of animal that works for both sides. I think that's naive. Furthermore, the labor attorney happens to be a Republican who ran the Bush-Cheney campaign in 2004.
No, they're attorney.
Yeah. I'm sorry, they say KPFA. So I'd like to see if in fact Jackson Lewis is as bad as you say, Jim. I'd like to see us look into that further and see if any of the other management type law firms, I don't think we can also tie the hands of management when we maybe have somebody who's completely out of line. You know, I think, are you asking, I mean, the woman that they hired was an expensive attorney. I also looked into that. So you're asking the board on a national level to hire what? Somebody who charges $400 less than a worker? I mean, there's a lot of implications in this, and I completely understand where you're going with it. At the same time, we have a lot of assets with Pacifica. And when you do have someone come on, I mean, they did throw out three of the cases due to lack of merit. I don't know whether you saw that.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. So I think on that case, that attorney did a very good job in the sense of two of the union people completely disagreed on what took place. So I'd like to leave this at the national level myself.
So, if people can keep their comments a little bit short. Lauren?
Being a union agent myself, and being a union organizer today, and knowing some of the labor issues that confront the network, whether it's an unpaid staff union or whether it's a paid staff union, I mean, this is why there's such an uproar. I mean, Margie, I don't know if you visited their website, Jackson Lewis website. It's disturbing to actually go onto that website and see the kind of propaganda, not information, this is propaganda. This is one-sided propaganda that they have against the labor movement and unionizing, collective bargaining rights. I mean, this is way beyond the pale.
Yeah.
I mean, the least we can do is not to be naive, or if we are going to be naive, support this resolution, affirm our position that we are against, you know, these kind of law firms that directly go to bust unions and to bust the union workers. So, I mean, and granted, I am a little bit emotional about it because of my position in labor and having been brought up in labor the way I have. But, I mean, it's... You have to go to their website to see how disturbing it really is.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. So, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. There were about 5 minutes that were already listed on the stack. Any opposition to 5 more minutes of discussion? Okay, so, Ali, what's next?
Yeah, as a union worker and a union supporter, I appreciate everything that's being brought to the table about this firm, and I would vote for this motion. However, at the national level, there's been extensive discussion about this, and I'd just like to get an update from our PNB chair on where we are right now in dealing with this firm, because we might be doing something that's already happening at the national level. So if I could just get a response.
Sure, that's actually why I put myself on stack. I've already asked our general counsel, Andy Gold, who is a smaller lawyer with a small firm, in addition to identifying exactly what litigation Jack Lewis is working on, where they're at in that litigation, how much longer do we expect each case to continue, because it is atrociously expensive to take lawyers off in the middle of the case and try to get new lawyers on. So I think that's all out of the question from a fiscal perspective. However, I've asked him to contact the insurance carrier and get a list of all of the approved law firms that handle it. It's very clear. I mean, I know lots of lawyers. There are plaintiff lawyers, there are defense lawyers, and he confirmed it. Yes, there are employment lawyers, and there are employee lawyers. That's not really the issue. We may be able to find an employment lawyer who's not so odious in terms of putting himself out as specifically being against the union. But, you know, I mean, the two do not necessarily have to go together. So I simply asked him to identify with our carrier what other available options. Who else do they approve? It's large law firms. They handle litigation, so we have something to work with. And I am pretty sure that's something we're going to be looking at is, you know, what are our alternatives? And also, do those firms have offices in the different cities where we have stations? So I push that discussion significantly forward to give us some alternatives. So.
I think there's another problem irrespective of the specific law firm that has to be addressed, and that is that this is a high, there's no such thing. You mentioned the question about just finding an employment lawyer. I found in looking in this field that somebody who represents unions will not touch a case with management. They will not touch a case. Mm-hmm. And specifically, when the shoe is on the other foot, maybe you can look at, I've always been pro-union, I've just never been in an honest union. And now when I see unions selling out rank and file, like my own union, UTLA, and other unions selling out rank and file, you go to people with a tremendous amount of experience who have advocated on behalf of rank and file, they will not go against the union. And the same thing is true on the other side. If somebody is denying, and our problem is, we are management. And no union attorney will touch this case. If they do, they're putting their whole... Okay, but I'm just saying, I would like, in anticipation, you know, I think it's a good suggestion to see how far Jackson Lewis is involved and at what point, and I agree with Lawrence that their history is egregious. However, I think what has to happen is we need to focus on how we resolve this problem in the long run. This is not going to go away.
Let's see. First of all, you know, I haven't seen this supposedly egregious messaging from Jackson Lewis. I don't know if all management firms aren't like this. Before saying we don't want them to. I'd like to see a recommendation for a firm that is acceptable before saying this one is not acceptable. In addition, the people that are, you know, carrying on the loudest about this are the safe KPFA people. They're the ones who, and their allies, who have filed the most lawsuits. So of course they want to have an influence on the lawyer, on the law firm that is defending Pacifica against the people who filed the lawsuit. It seems a little bit of a conflict of interest here. And the safe KPFA folks, I think, as Margie pointed out, they're Republican white right wing who also are anti-union. I'm not sure.
They're Republican. The woman they hired, Bush Cheney,
fundraising in the Bay Area. She's not.
Yeah, she was having a John McCain, you know, campaign, and she said, "Oh, as long as we get rid of the teachers' unions, you know, it would be all good." I mean, this is not an issue that local station boards should get involved in. I don't have all the information, you know, about what else is available and is rushing it. We've done this thing here tonight. Come on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When I can speak, I'll start. Having some experience in this realm, being on the executive board of the largest labor union in Hollywood for many years now, we've had to deal with the issue of being an employer that represents labor.
Thank you.
And we are a boss. We are a company. We have to deal with in-house issues and out-of-house issues. So the very same people that negotiate contracts against the studios, against the big players, are also responsible for negotiating with our own staff.
Right.
It's possible to do both. It's possible to run a business in a humane manner. We found law firms that will represent us. It's unconscionable, and I will repeat someone's word they said earlier, that Pacifica National has chosen this law firm. I think that the motion is within reason to say that we work reasonably to rotate them out, and that we find that we research a law firm that will support labor, organized labor. I know there's members of this board that don't support organized labor. That's okay. But it is important that we support the worker now more than ever.
I want to tell you that's not what he's talking about. I support labor.
Will the body entertain a comment of Mr. Parker before he
Yes.
Ask the
yes.
vote?
Yes, go ahead. Anybody who works with Pacifica, wants to be on this board, or general manager, or staff, or whatever, I assume they understand that you have to be pro-union.
I would agree
with the whole labor movement, the whole history of this country, especially for Black and Latino and Asian workers and things. I mean, I've gotten nowhere. My father would have gotten nowhere without being able to have a union protect his right to have a job, to advance. It's just standard stuff. So this is not a little small company, right? This is a big, large company. It's got lots of large clients. And all you got to do is go to the website. You know, I used to be in marketing, and they'd say, you follow your eyes, and you go, your eyes follow, and they usually go kind of to the right, and to my mind kind of applies to myself. down. But boom, right here. Here's their website. Union free.
Union free.
The first thing you look at. I mean, it's not like they're just hiding it. This is a campaign.
It's an
anti-union campaign put on by folks who have the means to put a very good campaign on. How could we support this? Why would any listener want to give any money to Pacifica if we're supporting
this? Until they find out.
That does this. So, and for anybody who says we have to be clear, we don't know what they are, just go to their website and pack off passes around if people need to see this.
Very good.
Right, that's their website. Right there.
Okay, so we are at time.
Not interested.
No, he doesn't really want to know. He doesn't really care to know.
There are some amendments before the meeting. Sorry.
Yes. Other amendments?
There are two amendments. He can't accept them. We still have to vote on them first. The first one was changing, making it four of our five stations. You can't. That's not the
same.
Oh,
that has to be voted. All right.
Okay.
All right. First amendment.
Okay.
So in order, we're voting on the amendments first. The First Amendment is to take note of the fact that four of the five specific stations
are
unionized.
John Gary has the text.
Okay.
Okay.
So any objections in correcting that? No. Second Amendment is the long one about easing them out, looking for alternatives.
Being prudent.
Prudent management of the business question. Any objections to that? No. So as amended.
Wait a minute. What is that again?
You want to read it?
Sorry. Can you read it? Second amendment.
Therefore,
I assume this is D number three of the bottom. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFK Local Station Board calls on the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica Executive Directors to wind down all relationships with Jackson Lewis as quickly as possible, subject to prudent attention to the financial penalties of changing attorneys and ongoing litigation.
Yeah. It's not number three. It's instead of number one.
No, no. Well, no. Well, what is it?
It's at the end.
It's at the end.
But it would be number three because exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a minor objection. I just said friendly amendment.
Well, this is on the floor.
Well, he asked if there's an objection. I have an objection, okay. And then the objection is in the form of a friendly amendment, which Jim is already willing to accept. I think it'll be acceptable. Mm-hmm. Let's find out. I'm ready here. Calls on should be calls for.
Oh, I remember saying that.
Just makes the English a little better.
Yeah.
Calls on means to visit, calls for means to ask a request.
You're quite right, I think.
Okay.
Well, I went to grade school. I paid attention.
I know. It doesn't. We have to vote on that.
So, okay. Any objection to changing the preposition? Okay. I'm sorry. The chair is a little confused.
Okay.
Number one here says, oppose the contingent employment and demand that any retainer be rescinded.
Oh.
And
that's been modified.
That's been modified by number three, obviously.
That's what I'm saying. If it's modified by number three, then you're replacing number one with number three.
Well, that's okay. If you're happy with that, I'm happy with that.
I just want to be clear. That's what I understood was happening with the amendment. You're replacing number one.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
It is language.
Yeah, it is language.
Just so it's clear.
Yeah, okay.
It's
sorry. Yeah, sorry.
All right,
sorry.
So not number three. It's a different number one.
It's a different
one.
Number.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Shared with in that path. So that's
been the amendment. The motion has been amended. The motion is now on the floor for a vote up or down as amended.
I'd like to request a roll call vote on this motion.
Okay.
Secretary,
call the roll.
Only comments before the vote?
No, we already did it.
This is actually a good time for public comment.
Someone else second that.
Thank you.
Okay. Public comment is always on anything, but we're scheduling on this topic to have pertinent to this topic. The reason we're having it this time as opposed to any other time is to comment on this topic.
I don't know how many of you spend any time in Las Vegas. I've spent a lot of time. My sister was in the Air Force for years. I spent a lot of time at the nuclear test sites and Mercury. They pay out. They may pay out 80 to 90% in Las Vegas. It's a great place. It beats the lotto by a mile. If you look under the U.S. code, UFC, you'll find insurance under the same code as gambling. They pay out. We're not seeing the context here. I spent the day arguing about a $2 million rider for a single event in San Francisco. It's going to cost us almost $300. Me, I write the check. All the words are premiums, protection, policy, carrier, hour, underwriter, settlement, all this crap is gambling. They pay out. Our lawyers only deal with insurance companies, and they always pay out. And as Ableton told me years ago, if you want to make some money, read it on the bathroom at KPFA, sue Pacifica. That's our problem, not who the lawyer is.
Sorry, the normal procedure on public comment is always that people are very comment and go to the back of the queue.
I spoke about the cab.
I'm sorry, excuse me, the policy.
This is the second time that I was.
Yes, it doesn't matter. I'm
there. Cheryl was next up on the last passenger.
That we always have people who have comment and go to the back of the queue.
I have had no time to come to the public
queue
whatsoever.
You had 3 minutes earlier.
That was about the cab.
That was the public comment period.
I would have not taken 3 minutes had I not been great for 3 minutes.
Very
warm. It was the same thing last time.
Excuse me, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Okay, who's next? I wish I had just a lawyer, Mike Clark, with the next people in the back. There's a public comment when we broke last time.
That's
this is systematic.
Come on. A minute and a half, 90 seconds, yes.
I simply want to say I'm a proud member of AFC and two locals. That I will be, frankly, horribly embarrassed to be associated with this body if you don't approve this motion. To say the KPFA did not vote against
a union busting law firm, it's hardly embarrassing. And if somebody pointed out, you're going with donations over there.
Okay.
A Republican fundraiser for Dick Cheney has told KPFA this is a bad law firm.
What more do you need?
And this body is going to go to the right of that. I'm just horrified that you are considering this.
True.
Mind-boggling. Dr. Lewis, thank you for your remarks. They were very clear and very to the point. Jim, thank you for the motion. If the body is
confusing,
what else can you say?
No, I join the consensus and it's a bad situation we're in. But we're in a bad situation. And we need to do something to get out of it. Sometimes to be invested in effort and money for the long term, you need work towards more mediation as against lawyers suing and settling. I've been saying this for years. Several million dollars, $5-6 million or more, have gone down the drain in the last few years, some particular in these various suits. So you can't give names. We should be informed. At least there is a suit, there is a law case, there is a settlement. Something can, the people will realize how much money and effort is wasted on this as against trying other methods of dealing with our problems. There are always going to be problems. So, I endorse the motion, of course, but spend some time and money to get ahead of the game instead of keeping on playing the same game. And then two quick other things. To the CAD, I have gone to all the meetings. I have a very different view than you've heard from Dolly and Augustine. But we can't deal with that in a few minutes here in a meeting. This should be done in a separate session with all the people involved, with some neutral mediator to try to clarify what the facts, what the points of view are, and where to go about it. And it's against trying to lobby for one point of view with questionable arguments. That's not the way to go about it. And my third and final point, unrelated, is someone mentioned the editorial for Occupy, which reminded me of the editorial with the last year of the last election for the marijuana initiative. Now, I'm not arguing for it again. My point is, who makes these decisions and how are they made? I'd like to know about that. Who makes these decisions and how are they made? Those are my three different ideas.
Okay. Yes, how are you doing, guys? Well, I'm Orlando Rocha. Like I introduced myself to your meeting last month, and I work with Ruben Tapias and Poke Latinos. And I just would like to have a question for Lydia. And this is regarding the last meeting you compromised to give us some result that you will investigate regarding the implementation of the 5 acre hour for the Spanish tournament. So we'd like to know, you know, what is the,
I have to wait until the next time we don't have a continuation meeting on the PMB and we can get a new director's report. She's on vacation right now, because I would like to give her a heads up and write to her first to get a more thorough report. But I have had conversations with other people where there has been some reluctance to include the Spanish language, and making progress in that vein, because you have to still have support at each of the stations. And some of the things that have come up as recommendations, and the ACLU, for example, is saying the evolution of language as discriminatory, right, is an evolving body of law, for example, if you were going to apply that. But also some of the African-American members at the other stations have said, about Ebonics and the possibility of having some programming on that as well. So they seem to be open to it. So it's moving that way, but still have to be addressed.
Thank you.
My name is Mike Clark, and I wanted to support that AFC sister panel for you folks and the gentleman from Hollywood Gaming, and echo completely with what they're saying, and more specific about, because I'm supporting unions and everything. point possible. As far as transit information, transit advertising, I'm working with Jennifer Kaiser. I contacted Foothill Transit, the Department of Public Works, El Sol in East LA, and the Sunshine Transit, Culver City Bus, the Big Blue Bus, Long Beach Transit, Taurus Transit. I've designed a car to go on the Gold Line, the Red Line, and the Blue Line trains, and talk to CBS Outdoor. There's a budget for that. I have yet to talk to OmniTrans or RTA out in the Inland Empire, Santa Barbara, MTA, the Gold Coast, the Vista, the OCTA, there's a lot of transit, but I'm continuing every week, putting a couple of hours and talking to the transit organizations and trying to get bus cards at the top of the inside of the vehicles that are donated. Because KPFA is a nonprofit 501c, it just is time of dealing with them and asking if those things can be put up with in time, exactly with the station paying for the printing, but it takes time. So, in answer to your question, I just heard the voice on the face. It takes time, but I'm pecking away at it, and I'm working, communicating on a regular basis with Jennifer Kaiser. I'm not just a loose cannon out there firing away.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for that. But we are attending.